This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Friday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, we've got your lost liberties. We'll talk about where they've gone to and perhaps why they've gone away. Suspension over caffeinated gum. Corrupt cops. Also, coming up, Mark, you've got something about this whole teen sex controversy. We sort of touched on it earlier in the show. We're going to come back to that. But your calls are rolling in, so we're going to the phones. Oh, and also, we'll find out, did the chicken or the egg come first? Apparently, there's a definitive answer at this point. So, all of that coming up, we'll try to squeeze it in. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the amplifier line, to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Eric. Evening.
What's up?
Well, thanks to Hammer Truth, I just noticed this. The EFF has ruled in the Apple versus Doe's case.
What's that case?
And that is the case where some bloggers released information that they obtained from their private sources regarding upcoming Apple products.
Got it.
And
Apple said, no, you can't do that?
Right.
Okay.
And so they tried to sue the bloggers to find out who their sources were.
Ah.
I guess so that they could take further action against the sources who leaked the information.
Right.
So, and a trial court granted Apple the subpoena, and they appealed, and the appeals court has ruled that no bloggers are journalists, and they do have First Amendment protection.
I don't understand why a journalist is the only one that gets a First Amendment protection from rolling over on somebody.
In this case, it would be the privilege to protect their sources. So
I understand that, but I mean, if you didn't have a blog, you wouldn't have that privilege, essentially.
Well, I think it's just an inherent thing to journalists. I mean, how often as a private citizen would you be quoting a private source?
Not often, but I suppose if you didn't have a blog in this case and you just sort of told somebody about this this inside information, if you will, then you could get us in trouble. So I guess the lesson here is that everybody should get a blog for themselves, right? That way everyone can claim to be a journalist.
Yep.
Well, I guess anybody who has a MySpace page technically has a blog, don't they?
That's true.
You know, if you post on RBDS, I'd suppose you're a blogger of some sort.
Well, that would be questionable. So you're saying this is so this is good news then, right?
This is absolutely good news. Like I said, the trial court had tried or had said that Apple could get this information, and so the appeals court has made the correct ruling.
They've
here.
Said no, you can't unless they want to give it up, basically.
Right.
Cool. Anything else on your mind?
No, kind of a slow day here.
Thanks for the good news, Eric. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for keeping us up to date on the EFF situation. 800-259-9231. We continue with the calls to Everett in Delaware. Everett, take over the airwaves. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to talk about a couple of bills that are coming up that people should be in favor of. It is H.R. 2087, which is the state's rights to medical marijuana.
What is this? Is it a federal bill?
Yes.
Oh.
It has been introduced, I think, by Frank Bernie or something like that. Who cares? the next amendment to the Science, State, Justice, Commerce Appropriations Bill for fiscal year 2007 is the Hinchey-Rohrabacher Amendment.
Yeah, what's that do?
The Hinchey-Rohrabacher will basically stop the funds for the DEA raids on medical marijuana patients in states where it's legal.
Really?
Yeah.
So essentially we have two different bills that are going to push the medical marijuana front in a more positive direction on a federal level?
Yeah. The one that looks more positive, I think, is the Hinchey-Rohrabacher, which came close to getting the majority last year. But we really need to push the Republican congressman this year to vote in favor of that.
Sure, absolutely. We can push it. What we need to do is just, what needs to happen with that one is the same technique that they use, is just add a rider of something else so that you can just sell it to them. They're not going to read it.
Yeah.
You know? Especially right. With a name like Hinchey-Rohrabacher. I mean,
right.
Add something on there for the kids and you're good to go.
Hey, isn't this something that Downsize DC is behind? Don't they have a campaign that's active on the Hinchey-Rohrabacher one?
Yeah, which is really great. Also, the Marijuana Policy Project is pushing this, and our organization here in Delaware, the Delaware Movement for Medical Rights.
Excellent. Well, thanks. Thank you for the update, man. Anything else on your mind?
Nothing. I just want to say that Mark gave an excellent speech at our Libertarian Party of Delaware State Convention.
Thank you, Everett.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So that Hinchy Rohrabacher one, I know that there's an active campaign at downsizedc.org. Everett said, contact your congressman, but nobody wants to pick up their phone and actually make any calls. So the easiest way to contact your congresspeople is to go to downsizedc.org, and there it's just a matter of clicking your mouse a few times, filling in a little bit of information, and it'll send off customized emails, essentially, to your congresspeople about that.
I gave them my email address. They tell me, bills that would be of interest to me. Probably they email maybe three times a week. And is all I have to do is go in and enter my name, which is Manwich, and a password, and bam.
Your name's not Manwich.
Yeah, but it is on the...
okay.
Haven't changed.
No one cares. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. So we still have this this whole teen sex controversy.
I'm going to choke him to death during
the
break.
Let's get back into...
I was going to ask you how that burn felt. Was it burn?
All right, so let's get back into this here, Mark. Your issue with the teen sex, you've got something actually from the news about this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Arizona Supreme Court has decided that... let me read it here. Reporters pretending to be teens on the Internet, this is from the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, look at that.
Yep.
Directly related.
Reporters pretending to be teens on the Internet to lure adults may be great television, but the Arizona Supreme Court ruled Wednesday it isn't enough to get their targets arrested. In a unanimous decision, the justices concluded people lured to meet with what they think are teen girls can't be charged if it turns out the person doing the luring is not in fact a minor, but just a TV reporter. Or any other adult, for that matter. Actually, it's not any other adult, but we'll find out. The court concluded charging someone with seeking out a minor for sexual purposes, by definition, requires an actual minor. The only exception, they said, is if the person doing the luring is a police officer.
What?
Well, police officers are morally superior to us. So, of course, they're able to do that.
Or maybe they're more like teenagers. Maybe that's what they have that mentality.
Well, it's interesting that, and this has become quite the phenomenon, you know, luring people out and catching them on film and, right, and the whole thing. Especially,
it makes for a great news package.
Sweeps week, you know.
Yeah.
So now they've, Arizona Supreme Court has found that, no, that's not the same thing.
But if it is a cop, then you can arrest the person. Or if it's actually a teen. So why don't the news people actually just have a teenager doing this stuff?
I suspect they'll probably look at doing that.
I guess then they could say that you're endangering the teen, and
then you have to say, tell the teen what to type in, and if right, you tell them something lewd, it's probably a bad thing. And,
I see.
Anyway.
Then the news crew will get arrested.
Wednesday's decision did not bar TV stations from what has become a popular tactic, especially during ratings periods. In fact, news directors from two stations that have been involved in such reporting said they don't intend to abandon such efforts. It's not going to...
I was just going to bring up real quick that one of the things that I've seen happen with these... these things that the news people are doing is that the perv ends up sending, first of all, the conversations that the pervert is having with the teen are disgusting and lewd. I mean, if you want to see, right, there's pervertedjustice.com. They've got transcripts of some of these types of things.
Might be entrapment, maybe a little.
Yeah, maybe a little because of the nature of the conversation.
Even if the cops were doing it.
Well,
or the reporters.
If the reporters did it and they could charge people with it, it would certainly, right, be entrapment.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, I mean, the conversations that this person has that believes that they're having this conversation with a little kid, wow, it's wrong. And then
yeah,
the other thing...
They do everything they can to tempt them to come over to the house.
Well, yeah, but these pervs just get really, really lewd. And the other thing is sometimes the perv will send pornography to the what they believe is a minor child. Yeah. That happens often, too.
Now
the cops are always holding out to try and get a bigger payoff.
Right. 800-259-9231. Come back with more on this this whole teen sex controversy. Are teenagers able to consent to sex? That's the question. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. Friday edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. Over 100,000 posts. About 1,200 people are interacting. It is totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 program. Are you going to just talk about freedom? Are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we're talking about the eternal teen sex controversy, and I think this controversy will continue for a long time in America because nobody seems to be able to agree on what's a teenager, on as far as whether or not they can actually consent to having sex. In fact, states don't even agree with one another with ages of consent ranging, in America at least, from 16 through 18, depending on what state you're in.
I definitely want to bring up a couple of points because I was involved in this whole discussion where I was defending Keith and the Girl, which I'm going to go good bat for their show because you had to go in,
Yeah, it's not
diss
him.
Well, yeah, you go and diss him. I'm going to go ahead and say it's good because I have to go to bat now.
That's enough.
Yeah. So, the whole discussion there, a couple of the issues that were brought up are, one, okay, a lot of people in the forums have had problems with, for example, it doesn't give the pervs the benefit of the doubt, even though that they've already had these lewd and awful conversations, that even though they've probably also sent this, minor.
You're talking about when news companies set up pervs and have online conversations and lure them to a house
and pretend to be a minor.
In some of these raids, the police have been there to arrest them on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
To arrest the perverts on their way out. And some of the posts on the forum defending the pervs is it doesn't give them the benefit of the doubt. In other words, maybe had they not been arrested and had this not happened, maybe if they actually got the chance to go through with it, maybe they would change their minds and decide that it was wrong to do that.
Or maybe they were coming over there to have a talk with the teenager and say, look, young lady or young man, I'm not going to have sex with you. I was just playing. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, even though the conversation
doesn't seem likely.
Doesn't seem likely, right.
Like, yeah, maybe they're going over there to say, shame on you, little girl.
But that's the point. You don't know what they were going over there to do. You presume they were going over there to have sex, but you don't know until that actually the action starts.
So one of the scenarios that I brought up just for fun was, okay, say shortly in the future, because we're already working this way in technology, say we're able to build androids. Say we can build a robot, and we make a robot that looks just like a little boy or a little girl, and you have a perv that comes over to a house and, puts themselves inside the android.
Yes, okay.
And the android snaps shut like a bear trap and traps them there. Is it okay to arrest them then? Or should we still give them the reasonable doubt that maybe they knew it was an android? Mm-hmm. Maybe they knew. how far do you extend reasonable doubt?
I don't know. I just don't think that. I think
the android should snap shut a little harder than you might imagine. I think that'll take care of the problem.
Now, that might be an actual solution. I mean, here we are. We were trying to explore last hour. Well, we were trying to explore last hour how best to handle this situation, because I personally don't think that the law is the appropriate way, because then you've got these differing laws throughout state to state. In fact, even in Canada, the age of consent is as low as 14. So, obviously, state governments don't even agree with one another.
I think some states it's 14, sort of, here in the United States, but not entirely.
No. No, 16 is the lowest in the United States.
Okay, well,
Hawaii, I think, used to be 14, but they've raised it. So you've got this disagreement amongst, well, what's the age of consent? And as you pointed out last hour, Johnson, we're basing everything on age. We're basing everything on the amount of days you've been breathing on the earth, when actually that has nothing whatsoever to do with how mature you might actually be.
I think that's ridiculous to say.
What's the difference between a 17-year-old who is 17 and 364 days old, as opposed to an 18-year-old? There's not...
24 hours would be the difference.
There's an age, and it's the law.
Exactly.
Right, but that's so mindless.
It's mindless. It's not accurate. There's nothing.
If you don't have the laws with rules and specific ones so people can follow them, then what you have is
people follow them so well.
What did we talk about last week on this show? What did I bring in?
Ah.
We talked about rules versus principles and why rules don't work. This is a very good example.
I understand where you're coming from, the difference between one day, but at the same time, if you don't have these rules so that we can specifically say what you're doing is wrong
what we really need to do is, as opposed to setting out a rule, is we need to define a principle where it is wrong. There's no defined principle that says when that type of thing is wrong. It just hasn't been defined yet. And that's why we lack
it. I don't think you can, because each individual will set his or her own parameters on that.
Right. I don't know that that's necessarily true or not. I do know that the solution that we currently have, which is either, what was it? You said, the social ostracism, which I think makes people think we're nuts, or, also going and telling people to take the law into their own hands and bash the guy's brains in with a baseball bat. I mean, that's... I don't think that's a legitimate solution either. You know, that's then you're a libertarian who is advocating worse violence.
I didn't advocate that at all. I didn't advocate anybody responding that way. It's just, in reality, there's a good chance that a dad's going to get angry and go and beat somebody up if he finds out.
Especially in a society where the only recourse is social ostracism. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm just saying that's a likely outcome in a case like that. Well, look, what about other cultures? You know, what about other cultures where kids are raised to essentially be adults, sexually at least, at age 12? You know, where there are there's sexual initiation ceremonies that go on that would just befuddle and make people angry in this country if they found out that these things were going on. I mean, multiple, like, group sex with a teenage person, teenage boy, teenage girl, involved with several adults.
It's like in the past when we talked about that weird, sect cult of Judaism, where the, what was it that they do with, like,
the bris?
Yeah, the special bris, but where they remove the blood orally.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's
not sexual.
No. That's certainly debatable. I think that it's not overtly sexual, but I think a lot of people could interpret it that way and would be very put off.
Well, once again, it's something that somebody believes is okay, yet another individual might think it's pretty sick and twisted. So here we are. We're never going to have everybody agree on this. And since we currently have laws, we currently have rules that say you can't have sex with somebody under the age of 18, we're putting guys away who have essentially been duped. Because you guys claim that these girls don't know what they're doing, and while it may be true that they're not as sexually advanced as a 30-year-old woman is, for sure, there's no doubt about that, I think that we've talked to ladies on this show that have said, oh, absolutely, I knew what I was doing at that age. I knew exactly what I was doing. These girls, when they lie about their age to guys, they know they're lying about their age. They know they're fooling these dudes because they know if they tell the truth, the guys are going to go away.
Yeah, they're not going
to get the attention that they want. You know, a lot of these teen girls,
a lot of these girls, this case that we're talking about, is not girls that are lying about their age. They're girls that are being dead honest about their age.
Okay, you're talking about the guys online. Okay, right. Yes, I understand that.
That's why I think we need firm rules.
But in reality, the guys that are getting arrested for actually having sex with real teenage girls are being fooled by them.
I hope we can call some women on this. I really do.
I hope so, too. 800-259-9231. If you're a lady out there, let us know, when did you become sexually aware? Were you totally clueless at a young age? Have you ever lied about your age to somebody for the purposes of engaging in some sort of sexual activity? Did you know you were doing it on purpose? It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Looking for a lady to dial in here tonight and tell us about what it was like, I suppose, when you were a teenager. As far as how you felt when you were having sex, or were you having sex? If you were having sex back during your teenage years, were you totally self-aware? Were you totally in the dark or somewhere in between?
Or how about just simply answer the question, a 34-year-old guy having sex with a 14-year-old girl, is it weird?
I'd say it's weird, for sure. I don't understand. What the reasoning is there, why we'd want to spend any time whatsoever. I mean, I'm 25, and I don't want to spend time with anybody under the age of 20. They're just vapid and clueless and out of it. But want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We're talking about age of consent. We're talking about these setups where the news organizations will pretend as though they're, like pervertedjustice.com, they'll pretend as though they are an underage person, a boy or girl, and get a perv to have a chat with them, an explicit chat usually, and then they parlay that into, why don't you come over to my house? And, so they come over and they've kind of usually they got a case and beer and, case of beer in tow, and they're expecting to have a good old time when, in fact, they open the door and there's a video camera, a television
news
camera right there.
And apparently sexual predator victims all sound like Mickey Mouse.
Well, anyway. So then, actually, the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled to say that this is not a crime. Apparently, if you show up at a house and it's a news crew there that was pretending to be a teenager, it's not a crime for that individual showing up at the house. But if it's a police officer, then for some reason it's a crime. It seems a little bit of a double standard. It's confusing at best. But of course, the question here on the table is,
I guess the idea is that the news crew, the police officer is supposed to be more unbiased in enforcing the law than the news crew. I'm not sure that I agree with that. But
so we've got this age of consent in America, and Mark, you absolutely support the age of consent. You support laws saying here's the appropriate age that you can have sex at. Mm-hmm. In your fantasy world, Mark, would you say that the age of consent should be solid, it should be 18, or should it have to do with the age differential? So to where, if you're 20, could you have sex with a 17-year-old and get away with that?
Many states have that sort of separation. For instance, they're hard and fast, the age of consent is 18.
Right.
But it's if you're 17, then you can have sex with somebody up to 24. If you're 16, you can have sex with somebody up to 20, those kind of differentiations. And I think those make the most sense, but I also think that geographic areas should be the places that make those kind of rules.
I almost think this...
Not a national standard.
Here's a discussion that's going to make a lot of people just irate, and I'm going to bring it up. I don't necessarily believe it. I'm going to just, I guess put a disclaimer on it right away. But I almost think that instead of an age, we should have, because it's still a legal thing, I mean, we're talking about an age of consent, which is a legal term.
Okay.
I think it should be something that is gained through licensing.
You should have a sex license?
Almost, yeah.
Well, okay, well, what age could you get the sex license at?
Why would there need to be a day age?
Well, the government age for a driver's license.
The government dishes out driver's licenses not based on how
age,
not,
right.
not based on how well the kid is prepared to be driving, but in fact whether they can pass a road sign, a road rules test,
right.
and then whether they can pass a driving test for an actual driver's license. And one is done at 15.
I know what you were just thinking, and I don't know if you were thinking it as well, but yeah, I mean I can see how they could administer a written test, but I don't know how they could administer any other type of test. But
thank goodness.
Yeah. But
I would think that the role of driving instructor or sexual instructor or the sexual test taking guy might actually attract sort of the wrong element.
Yeah, probably.
But nonetheless, it's an interesting idea. It's certainly something I've never even heard of before. So
it was just, you know, the thought occurs to me that if it weren't to be based on age, it should be, and I do think that it should be this way. And I don't know if, you know, a license or whatever is appropriate, but that it should be based on, you know, people should be aware of certain things.
Well, it's never going to happen in this America, that's for
no.
sure. Because
we're abstinence only.
Right. The
we want to teach you absolutely nothing.
Well,
and your parents aren't going to take any responsibility, but neither is anyone else. So you just don't learn.
I think putting sex licensing under the purview of the DMV is a really bad idea. And if you don't put it
in the DMV,
well, it's not the DMV, but it's whatever organization is going to be in place is going to be just
what's
as
the,
bad and stupid as the
tax,
DMV.
There is a Bureau of Licensing in most places. It's like the
and it's
what,
full of bureaucrats
like
that are just like the DMV.
Boats and cars and
hunting licenses.
Yeah.
You've touched on something now, Johnson. This whole abstinence idea that it's kind of leaving our kids in the dark. And, you know, this may be one reason why. I think one reason why in America a lot of kids are clueless about sex as they're teenagers is because they, you know, their parents just haven't talked to them about it. They believe that if they don't talk about it, then it'll never come up, and therefore their kids will never have the opportunity to
maybe
have sex or something.
My kids will learn it from TV.
I don't know what parents are thinking exactly, but maybe they're just scared. Maybe they're just scared to talk about this issue with their kids. But as a result, we have these immature teenagers who could be a lot more mature. And as I pointed out, there are other cultures around the world where sex is not a taboo as it is here in America. Sex isn't a scary thing for these kids, and they're considered sexually adult, you know, in their early teens.
I think that's one reason why having smaller geographic areas like states or perhaps even counties or something like that, making these rules up makes more sense, because geography has more to do with culture than has a lot to do with culture more than many things do.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
If you're living in the hills of Kentucky, it may make more sense, like, for instance,
to have an age of 18 or something?
No, to make it more like the age of 13.
What?
The Loretta Lynn story. Are you not familiar with this coal miner's daughter?
No.
Whatever it was with Sissy Spacek. She got married at, like, 14 to her husband.
Okay.
And he was, you know, in his mid-20s. I'm not exactly sure. It's been quite some time since I've seen it. But essentially, she got married at a very young age, and it was okay. It made all kinds of sense in that world.
I see.
And so from a geographic standpoint, I think that, smaller geographic areas are better able to decide. I think that it, say, you know, I don't know.
So then you wouldn't support a national age of consent?
I would not.
Okay. All right.
I don't support national much of anything.
Right. By the way, our board operator is, I think, 16 or 17, and he's chimed in here saying that he knows a 13-year-old girl who, in his opinion, he thinks knows damn well what sex is. All of her friends seem to as well. And then he also points out an important point, that girls do develop faster than guys do. I mean, that's absolutely the fact. So should we have different ages? I mean, if it is a fact, and it is, that teen girls develop quicker than teen boys, and they not only sexually, physically develop, but also mentally develop faster. Should we have a different age? Should there be age of consent for girls and age of consent for boys?
Which is why I think, again, a system that's not based on age,
right,
but knowledge would be somehow better.
So in which case, if it was a knowledge system, then if you didn't know anything at age 21, you couldn't legally have sex. Or if you were, a retard, you wouldn't be able to have sex ever because you would never be able to pass the test. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. And maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, maybe not.
You know?
But then what's the penalty going to be? Because that's something else we have to determine.
What are the penalties now? You know?
Too much. I think it's way too extreme.
I don't know.
Now, Mark, what do you think about the penalties now? I mean, we've got guys spending years in prison as a result of having sex with a girl who lied about her age.
I think that's very unfortunate.
And getting caught. You just think it's too bad.
I don't know what to do about it. I don't have a solution for it.
Should we reduce the sentence?
I think it really seriously depends hugely on how consensual the sex was.
I think that it depends on that. I think it depends on what kind of misinformation was fed to the guy.
Right,
I think
right.
that's an important,
the,
I think that's
the,
an important factor.
The, you know, the girl feels about it now that she's legal, if that's happened.
Our current laws, that's not even a factor. I mean, what the girl did, if she lied, that's not even a factor. The fact is, if you broke the law, you go to prison. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. I guess it's kind of like a conversation with some people's parents. Nobody wants to talk about sex with us tonight, guys. 800-259-9231. You chime in. We're talking sex, teenagers, consent, whether or not we should be locking these guys up in jail. And the girls, female teachers, for instance, being caught having sex with underage boys. It works both ways out there. It's just
sure does.
You only hear about one a little more often than you hear about the other. You can join us, by the way, online, and there are discussions about this going on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We've got the BBS there, plus the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, with over 650 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go and get yourself an account there for free, and if you see something you want to change, you change it. If you see something that you want to add to, you add to it. It's wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about teenagers and sex and whether or not they can have sex and, at what age would it be appropriate and what should the punishments be? And, another question that you want to ask is, should parents be able to control this aspect of their kids' lives.
Well, that's really more of a question of how long should the parents be able to control? Because especially if we switch to a system like licensing, say if you had it, you know, open to where a kid could go out and if they had the knowledge, go and acquire
a sex license,
well, then that kind of takes away the rights of the parent to be able to control their child's behavior. And, you know, how long should parents have that ability or that right to control their
kids? Say, no, Johnny, you can't go get a sex license until you're 19 and you move out of the house.
Well, I think the parents' say-so is important in some aspects. And, for instance, there's states where it's just flat out against the law to have sex with a 16 or with a 16, somebody under 16. So if, for instance, a boy who's 17 and has a girlfriend who's 15, then he's committing a felony.
Right.
And you know, if he's having sex with that girl. And if the parents say it's okay, to me, I believe that you know, that's sort of their decision. Now, there's a point where this gets weird.
So wait, you think there could be a parental override to the law? Is that what you're suggesting?
To a point. I think that if the parents think it's okay for their 12-year-old child to have sex with a 54-year-old man for money, it's a bad idea. Like, I don't like that much.
Yeah.
But, you know, in certain circumstances, the law never, ever, ever fits every circumstance. It just doesn't.
You can have classes of licenses, like Class A, Class B, Class C.
I don't believe in any licensing
for
it at all.
Age limits, different age limits, like age differences.
Put the government in charge of that.
Like, a Class A license will get you a 3-year difference. A Class B will get you a 10-year difference. You know, Class C would be a 20-year difference. Who knows?
Well, okay, we've actually had some. Speaking of this this difference, you know, this differential, for some reason it's okay. I mean, would you think it should be against the law, Mark, for a 70-year-old man to have sex with a 25-year-old woman? That's a big difference.
It's a big difference. I think Anna Nicole Smith is a good example. Hugh Hefner is
right.
Also another one. And, you know, as weird as it is, and unlike my life as it is, I don't have a problem with it.
You don't care.
No, there should be a point where they're, you know, unfettered and free to do what they wish. And I like that point being about 18.
And it doesn't matter how sexually immature that they are. So if you're 70 years old and you're having sex with an 18-year-old in your book, no problem. But if it's 17 and 360 days, then it's a big deal in your book.
Well, then
right? And all of a sudden it's a problem.
You hold on a day. I mean, if you're the 70-year-old man, you say, I don't want to go to prison. I'll wait till tomorrow, sweetie.
Right. Presuming she's not lying to you.
Presuming.
All right. So
now, if she's lying, then I think there should be mitigating circumstances in the in a court case.
But as you pointed out before, you can't tell if somebody's lying. It's her word.
It's very difficult to point out because of course, any guy's going to say, "Well, she told me she was 18."
This whole thing is a mess.
It is a mess.
And this, you know, I don't want to pay for any of it.
I know you don't want to pay to incarcerate somebody who may have violated whatever law it is.
Look,
that I may
agree with Johnson that it's absolutely weird for a 34-year-old guy to be having sex, or a girl to be having sex with a 14-year-old teenager, no doubt. But I don't care. It's not my business, unless it's my teenager, in which case then I'll have some cards in play.
Now,
but,
you're saying consensual sex.
Those cards having, like, Wilson written on them and being made of either wood or metal.
yes, consensual sex, of course. Of course, you know, but no, I don't want to pay to have these guys locked in prison. I'm a productive citizen, you know, productive individual, and I don't want to pay taxes. First off, and I certainly don't want them to go to lock up people that have consented to have sex with one another. It's a harmless activity, and at worst, someone's going to get an STD, and they're going to get pregnant, and then they're going to learn their darn lesson at that point.
You know
what a lesson that is.
As far as bringing parents into the into the whole thing, there's. It's sort of like, you know, do parents get to choose, and what do parents have to do with these things? I think that's an interesting aspect.
Well, we'll talk about parental ownership of children here in a moment. We're going to the phones to Jody, who's not a lady. Jody, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, you guys want to solve this problem?
Yeah.
I want to solve and fix it. I'll tell you an argument I do with some people when I'm talking to them about liberty. And like you guys say, you can't shove it in somebody's face or they'll just tell you to go away.
Right.
I say, you know, how about looking at what you do during your day and look at the services you use. Most of the services that you use are provided by what level of government? Well, it usually comes out at the end of the day, the city or the municipality.
Okay.
And then I go on and say, well, how come you pay income tax to the federal government? Why not pay income tax to the municipality? And then if that city or the municipality needs anything from the state, then they give the state money. If they need anything from the Fed, then they give the Fed money.
Yeah,
that way, as well, you have a municipality turn around and say, okay,
You're saying localize all taxes.
Yeah, and then say, in this city, if you want to marry somebody when you're 13, you can marry somebody when you're 13. In this city, you can't get married until you're 21, and then people go to
I agree with that. The more competition, certainly the better. Let's take it away from the state level and do it by a county-by-county level. That would make more sense, and then we'll see what works best. Thanks for the call, Jody. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about parental ownership of children. Do parents own their kids? If so, is that slavery? It's Free Talk Live. Coming back.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinics Minute. Reading, writing, and arithmetic are the three R's of education. So when I come back after the break, I'll waive your tuition and school you in the three R's of buying a vehicle.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
A diploma on your wall is treasure, but you could be rewarded in the wallet by considering the reading, writing, and arithmetic of car buying. Reading, in other words, research. Check the internet for specific features on different models and decide which makes the top grade before you set foot on the lot. Riding. Let's make that riding. Take a test drive and get a feel for the vehicle. If there's something you sort of don't like during the test drive, you really won't like it in everyday driving. And finally, do the arithmetic. Add together the total cost of vehicle ownership, including insurance, gas, maintenance, and monthly payments. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. To our website. That's freetalklive.com. You can go there and grab up a bunch of stuff. It's all for free, including the updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those. And we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh and new to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Eddie in Georgia. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Eddie. What's up?
Great. I heard you discussing this age of consent or whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kids. All I can say is, if you stop and think about a little common sense, there should never be a discussion about kids, at what age kids should be able to openly have sex and
what,
all that.
What should the discussion be about?
It should be about what kind of environment do they have in areas where kids are allowed to have sex at an early age. It's usually terrible. You take Africa, you take any other country, and you see the same thing. Now here, when they had a strict rule about age here earlier, we we didn't have any of the baloney that we got today. We didn't have the AIDS. We didn't have the unwanted pregnancies. You know why? Because we had standards.
Now, I saw the Sissy Spacek story, movie with the Loretta Lynn story. I think it's called Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yeah.
And that would have been in, what, the 50s, the 40s, maybe
right.
the 30s. I'm not even sure when it was. And she got married at 14.
Yeah, right. She got married at 14. But if you realize, at that time of day, that's the way it was there. And when they got married, they usually stayed married.
Understood.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the difference between...
So you're saying it's all right, then, in that case. So you're saying if you get married at 14, it's okay to have sex?
No. What I'm saying is that the government has done everything to undermine it. The government has done everything to make sex an open thing, to make drugs an open thing.
What?
They've done everything to destroy the standards of the country.
Okay, now wait a minute. You say the environment's important here. What about the religious sects out in Utah and in Arizona that sort of live out in the middle of nowhere? These people are very, very religious individuals, but they have sex with 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. They marry multiple teenage girls.
Okay, now maybe they do, but tell me something. You don't hear any of the baloney, the aftermath that you hear from the other people.
Well, I would imagine that's probably because their sects are so closed up, kind of like
the
Koreshian thing.
Maybe it is, but I think this is the easiest way to discuss it.
Okay. No, it's not maybe. It's for sure. There have been people that have managed to escape with their lives because they're scared to leave. In some cases, their people don't even know they can leave these societies, and they get out and then they tell the stories about all the sexual abuse. Just the twisted people that live there. But these are people that would normally appear to be good, God-loving Christian types.
No, they believe differently
from other Christian types.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you.
But the government had nothing to do with that. I'm pointing out that you're absolutely mistaken to believe that it's the government's fault that people are having more dangerous sex these days. There's plenty of it going on by religious people.
What do they do in school? They hand out condoms to kids at an early age in school.
Right. Well, this is why we need to get the government out of schools. On that,
well,
I think we would certainly agree. That way, if you want to send your kid to a school where they don't talk about sex at all, then you could send them there. Or, like me, I could educate my own kids on my own. Thanks for the call, Eddie. Appreciate it. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. We still have to talk about ownership of children. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.